You may remember La Niña. That's where the surface of the Pacific Ocean cools off. Well, the phenomenon is back, and while it may sound like a good thing because climate change is often warming oceans, scientists say the current La Niña could intensify drought conditions in the West and prolong next year's fire season. To help us understand why, we're joined by Park Williams, a bioclimatologist at UCLA. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks very much.
First, help us understand in the simplest terms what La Niña is and how often it occurs.
Sure. Like you said, La Niña is essentially the opposite of El Niño. La Niña is when the sea surface temperatures in the tropical Pacific Ocean are abnormally cool, especially off the coast of South America and the Galapagos out through the central Pacific. On the other side of the ocean, near Indonesia, the maritime continent, sea surface temperatures tend to be abnormally warm during La Niña periods. And while it seems like this shouldn't affect us very much, a reorganization of what parts of the tropical Pacific are cold versus warm totally reorganizes the way that the atmosphere circulates. And La Niña events tend to cause drought conditions in the southwestern United States.
We've been hearing this called a double dip phenomenon. Have you heard of this before? And what does that mean in the long term when we see La Niña events happen year after year?
Yeah, the term double dip is something that was actually new to me, but the concept isn't. It isn't all that infrequent, actually, to get two La Niña years in a row or a cluster of La Niña events. The early 2000s, for example, 2000 through 2003, all or most of those years were La Niña years. 2020 was kind of a mild La Niña, but because of bad luck, 2020 and 2021 were quite dry across the Western United States. 2021 was extremely dry. Now, in 2022, we have a forecast for a stronger La Niña event. Now, that doesn't guarantee that 2022 is going to be dry across the entire Western United States and northern Mexico, but it loads the dice for drier conditions, which across a lot of the region, which is already extremely drought-stressed, does not come as very good news.
How is the ebb and flow of La Niña and El Niño impacted by climate change? Can we expect it to become more volatile as the planet continues warming up?
Well, there is a huge amount of debate about what is going to happen to El Niño and La Niña in a warmer world. There's evidence left behind by clues stored for us by the Earth itself that indicate that during prior globally warm events, then the Pacific Ocean has actually been in a more El Niño-like state, which could end up being meaning more often extreme wet conditions in the Southwest. But when we look to see what has happened over the last century, we don't see a trend toward a more La Niña-like climate or in a more El Niño-like climate, but we have seen a trend toward more variability, meaning the El Niños have been stronger and the La Niñas have been stronger. There's a huge amount of debate whether or not that trend is due to human-caused global warming itself or is just part of the Earth's natural range of variability.
You study this. What are some of the things that you are watching out for as you study this year and moving forward?
Well, one thing that I'm really interested in and concerned with is the rapid increase that we've seen in wildfire activity in Western North America. When we look from year to year, we see that the big swings from year to year in the amount of area burned, especially in forests, corresponds surprisingly well with the dryness of the environment. Over the last 40 years, we've seen a big trend toward drier conditions. And some of that is probably due to regular old bad luck. A lot of the years in the 2000s have been due to or have coincided with La Niña conditions. But some of it is very likely because of warmer temperatures that are caused by global warming itself. A warmer atmosphere dries out ecosystems and vegetation. Now, this coming year, could have very well been a big El Niño year, which could have meant a temporary break in what has been a sequence of really bad wildfire years. 2019 was a nice break after really bad years in 2017, 2018. 2020 and 2021 were off the charts compared to what we've seen in other years over the last century in the Western United States. And with a La Niña now forecast for 2022, the dice are loaded for a third straight year of very extensive wildfire conditions. Now, I want to add that wildfire isn't inherently a totally bad thing. But we're living in places that are flammable, and those places are burning increasingly frequently.
Park Williams is a bioclimatologist and associate professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, talking with us about La Nina. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.